Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Indeed, all praise is due to the Almighty Allah. We seek His aid and His assistance, and we ask for His forgiveness. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, there is no misguidance for this individual. And whomsoever He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala misguides, there is no guidance for this individual. We bear witness, testify, and proclaim that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except the Almighty Allah, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, interpreted, O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and do not die except in a state of total submission towards him. My brothers, today the topic was meant to be one of extreme importance, but I was advised to delay it. So literally sitting on this minbar, subhanAllah, there was a last minute change, which inshaAllah ta'ala today we'll be discussing very briefly and very quickly the virtues of Ramadan. And tonight inshaAllah ta'ala, as is no surprise to anyone sitting here today, tonight is the Monster Marathon starting at 6 o'clock with 14 plus speakers. Each speaker inshaAllah will be speaking for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. For many of us, we've heard the narrations which I'm about to mention today. And many of us, we've heard the fiqh rulings, the jurisprudistic rulings regarding Ramadan and what's halal and what's haram and what breaks the fast and what does not break the fast. But many of us, we overlook the many other aspects regarding Ramadan. Many of us, we overlook the masajid in Ramadan. Many of us, we overlook the importance of brotherhood in Ramadan. Many of us, we overlook the importance of withholding and refraining our tongues from letting loose in Ramadan. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and pay attention to this, because as I mentioned, Allah, when it comes to every single year, they want to know the fiqh rulings and what breaks the fast and what doesn't. But like I said, many of us turn a blind eye to that which decreases the reward of the fast. And many of us turn a blind eye to what the fast is all about, of achieving taqwa and the likes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَلَا عَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. That the one that does not leave off ill speech, lying, falsehood and the likes, and acting upon that, then Allah is not in need, my brothers, of you leaving off. Allah is not in need of you leaving off your food and drink. What's the whole point of the fast? That you get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. But every single year we hear so many brothers and see so many brothers and sisters included using their tongues in ways that only Allah Azza wa Jal hates and Allah Azza wa Jal despises and dislikes and the likes. From the virtues of Ramadan, my brothers, is that Ramadan or fasting is a shield. Fasting is a shield in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, As-sawmu junnah yastajinnu biha al-abdu yawm al-qiyamah. That the fast or fasting, it is a shield which the slave will use to shield himself on the day of resurrection. The day that the sun will draw so close, my brothers, as we all know, that people will be sweating up to their ankles and people will be sweating up to their waist and people will be drowned in their sweat. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَيُلْجِمُهُمُ الْعَرَقُ. That the sweat will literally bridle them. Just like a horse, the animal, a horse, gets bridled. How they put that around its mouth? There will be people on the day of resurrection that the sun will come so close that the sweat that they will sweat in will bridle them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to a group of young men, Ya ma'ashara shabab, O young men, man istata'a minkumul ba'ata, man istata'a minkumul ba'ata falyatazawwaj. That whoever is able to fast amongst you, whoever is able to get married amongst you, then he should get married. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. That it is better in refraining your eyes, meaning from looking at that which should not be looked at. How many brothers and sisters, they complain, I've got a problem. I look at women. I got a problem. I look at men. We all sin. We all sin, every single one of us. But when you complain about a sin and you're helping yourself to indulge in that sin and encouraging yourself and you're not doing anything about it, then how are you sincere in your repentance to Allah Azza wa Jal? I got a sin, I look at women. I got a sin, I look at men, and they've got social media and they're looking at women and men on it 24/7 instead of deleting it. Deleting it and turning to Allah in dua and repentance. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us something that will aid and help our brothers, especially our youth, whose desires are incited and excited and all over the place. He says, whomsoever is able to get married, then let him do so. For indeed, it aids in refraining the glance, the eyes from looking at that which it should not look at, يعني, and it protects, obviously, the private part, meaning from following that up and doing the unlawful. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us what we should do if we cannot get married. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِصَوْمْ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ. And whomsoever is not able to, then upon him is to fast, for indeed it is a shield for him. Indeed, it is a shield for him. And once a companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, a messenger of Allah, مُرْنِي بِشَيْءٍ أَخُذُهُ مِنْكَ. Tell me something, command me with something, instruct me to do something that I can take from you. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Did he tell him, go and pray? Did he tell him, go and give in charity? He told him, go and fast. Or he said, عَلَيْكَ بِصَوْمْ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِثْلُ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِثْلُ. That upon you is to fast, for indeed there is nothing like fasting. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us, and this is a dua we hear every single Ramadan, اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك. Ya Allah, make us from those who you freed from the fire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, إن لله عند كل فطر عتقاء وذلك في كل ليلة. That indeed with Allah Azza wa Jal, at every single breaking of the fast, there are those individuals who Allah will free from the fire. And freeing from the fire means they will never ever enter that fire. And that is, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, every single night of Ramadan. And that is extremely important that you make that from your dua in this blessed month, my brothers. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, as-salawatul khams. As-salawat al-khams, wal-jum'a ila al-jum'a, wal-ramadan ila ramadan, or wal-ramadan ila ramadan, mukaffiratun ma baynahunna idha tshunibat al-kabair. That the five prayers, and a jum'a, Friday prayer to another Friday prayer, and a ramadan to a ramadan, they are expiations or expiators of sins, as long as the major sins are stayed away from. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and listen to this very, very carefully, my brothers, very, very carefully. A lot of brothers, they get discouraged from fasting the sunnah days throughout the year. Ramadan, they say, نتحمل. They say, we'll push ourselves. Khalas, no problem. But the sunnah days, we won't fast. Why? Because of the smell that comes out of this mouth. So many brothers and sisters, they're ashamed of that smell that comes out of the mouth. We're not saying to go up to your co-workers or your peers at school or university or college or whoever it is, your brothers and sisters, and sit there in their faces and breathing and blowing into their faces. No, but do not be ashamed of that smell that comes out of your mouth when you are fasting. Let us listen to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. By the one in whose soul Muhammad is in, la khilfatu fami sa'im ahabbu wa atyabu wa atyabu indallahi min rihi al-misk. That the smell that comes out from the mouth of the fasting person is more beloved to Allah than the smell of musk. The smell that comes out of the mouth of a fasting person that the Bani Adam, the children of Adam, the men, the women, they run away from, that smell is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than the smell of musk. And the fasting person should know that there is a gate to paradise in the hereafter that only the fasting people would enter from. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لِصَائِمِينَ بَابٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The fasting people, there is a gate in paradise. It's a special gate for them. Those who used to fast for the sake of Allah are in the dunya. لِصَائِمِينَ بَابٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ يُقَالُ لَهُ الرَّيَّانِ. That this door, this gate, it is known as الرَّيَّانِ. That is the title which has been given to it. لَا يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ أَحَدٌ غَيْرَهُمْ فَإِذَا دَخَلَ آخِرُهُمْ أُغْلِقَ. من دخل فيه شرب ومن شرب لم يظمأ أبدا. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, when the last of them they enter, it will be closed, and when they enter, they will drink, and the one that drinks after entering that door, he will never ever go thirsty again. And in respect to this great month and this blessed month, as we know, it is the month that Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed the Quran. And this is why the ulama, they say, with regard to why we fast, we know why we fast. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Not necessarily as some brothers and some sisters they say, so we can feel what the poor feel and the likes, even though they can be secondary wisdoms. But the main reason we fast is so that we can attain and achieve taqwa, righteousness, piety, whatever you'd like to call it. But the reason we fast in the month of Ramadan, as some scholars they said, and not in any other month, is because it is the month that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed and sent down the Quran in. So treat this month the way it deserves to be treated, my brothers. And remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his seerah in this month. And as we mentioned, inshaAllah ta'ala, tonight we'll be going into these topics in a lot more detail. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يا فوز المستغفرين. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا. I don't want to make the khutbah too long, my brother, so I'll end it there in regards to the virtues of Ramadan. But as I said, inshallah ta'ala, at 6 o'clock we begin, and inshallah all of that which we mentioned and more inshallah will be mentioned tonight. But I did want to share for the second part of the khutbah just literally 1 minute or 2 minutes regarding a very important mas'ala, which every single year we come across brothers and sisters, and wallahi it's a shame on those brothers and sisters that indulge in this and get involved in things like this and break their fast because of this. I'm sure all of us, going back to the school days, you can remember some brothers and some sisters, I'm sure, they would not fast because they have certain exams on. They would not fast because they have a test on. They would not fast because they have their HSC on or their TAFE test. Wallahi, that is a shame on us and a shame on the parents who allow their children to break their fast because of this reason. Listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And these are things we should be teaching our children from a young age so they don't develop this polluted mentality. A'udhu billah, you want to stop an act of worship from the pillars of Islam, or a pillar from the pillars of Islam, because of a test. Because of a test. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says. He says, one day when I was sleeping, two men came to me. Yani angels. But two men came to me, and they took me to a cracked mountain, a mountain which was difficult to climb. And they told me to climb. Climb the mountain. So I said, I'm not able to climb. They said, we'll help you. And after climbing to the top of the mountain, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard voices howling, screaming. He said, what are these voices? Who are these voices for? They said to him, this is the screaming, the crying of the people of the fire. And then he heard, or he saw people. Listen to this very attentively, my brothers. He saw people hung upside down by their hamstrings, with the side of their faces torn. And the hadith mentions, on top of the side of their faces, their mouths being torn, there was blood pouring out of their mouths. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, who are these individuals? And they replied to him, these are the people that broke their fast before the time of breaking the fast was due. Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, commenting on this hadith, he says, if this is the punishment for the one who breaks his fast before the time was due, yani he started the day fasting, then what is the punishment for the ones who don't fast in the first place? What is the punishment for the ones that don't even fast Ramadan aslan? Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, my brothers, after hearing this narration and these narrations and this threat and the likes, how is it possible that some brothers, they don't fast for silly reasons like that? Because they have a test, or because wallah that smell is just bad and my workers, my boss is going to get annoyed. Wallahi, we should fear Allah Azza wa Jal regarding this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and allow us to reach Ramadan and accept all of our acts of worship. Once again, a reminder, brothers, inshallah, starting at 6 o'clock today, It'll be approximately a 2.5 to 3 hour marathon. Inshallah, we will have chairs as well at the back for those who would like to sit on chairs. And as we always say, يعني, the one that sits on a chair is not better than the one that sits on the floor. And the one that sits on the floor is not better than the one necessarily that sits on the chair. If you need to come and you want to stay the whole time, but your feet are hurting, your knees are hurting, just sit on the chair, inshallah ta'ala, and come and benefit with our senior mashaykh and our junior tulab al-ilm and du'at. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار